uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What's going on? Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, the day after Halloween. Everyone's candy drunk or regular, hungover. How's everyone doing this morning? Everyone in here has like a Snuggie or a hoodie on and looks half dead.
I think I feel hungover, but I didn't actually drink alcohol this year for Halloween. So I'm feeling a little down, but I think that's just like Friday. It's been a very kind of long week. And
right?
I think with like the lead up to the Halloween celebrations, it just like it's been long. Everyone's been prepping, preparing. Yeah.
This week really feels like it's been 2 months long, but we made it to Friday. We are going to get through it, and it's November 1st, which is crazy. So, you know, all the holidays, wham, bam, are upon us. So how was last night? What'd you do?
So last night, I had my second job, but everyone dressed up. It was at Cycle Bar, so like the cycling studio, and everyone dressed up, and it was actually so funny, some of the people's costumes.
What was the best one? That's my favorite part, is just like costume people watching.
This guy dressed up as a goddess, and he literally came in and like a dress and high heels, and it was like freezing yesterday too, like last night. So the fact that he did that was absolutely hysterical, and he rode the entire Cycle Bar class in that costume, which was so funny.
That's impressive. Now, you were Jon Snow. Did you keep your wig on the entire workout?
Absolutely not. I did not keep my wig on.
That'd be impressive.
No, because I figured I wanted to, but it really is my boyfriend's costume for this weekend, and if I were to sweat in it, he would have been absolutely like not
like,
okay.
Girl, not cool.
Yes. Aww. So I took it off, but I had it on. And then I wanted to carve pumpkins, but I just was too tired to even stop by the store and do that. But we did watch a scary movie. We watched Signs. It was my very first time seeing it. And it was very suspenseful, more so than scary.
Yeah, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I've seen that, and I remember it. I was like, wow, it's like the end is everything comes together. I love scary movies. I'm going to watch one this weekend. How about you, Chops?
I'm good. Obviously, yesterday was Thursday, so let me cue up the Family Feud music here.
Yes!
Family Feud trivia.
Was everyone dressed up, I bet?
No. I mean, a decent amount of people were, but not everyone.
Okay. Did you dress up?
No.
No.
So, my team, Condoms Prevent Minivans, we came in...
What's the name again?
Condoms Prevent Minivans.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. We came in first place.
What? Wow! What did you win? Like, what's the prize?
$50.
Sweet! Do you get to spend it anywhere or there?
There.
Okay.
So, I have a theory.
Okay.
I think that you might have gotten first place because I feel like maybe not a lot of people went last night because it was Halloween.
There's 13 teams. No, on a good day, there's like 25. On average, there's about like 18. But yeah, so it was a low amount, 13,
low
but
amount,
still
but
a decent amount.
First place, wow.
Congratulations. That's
and
awesome.
It was my boyfriend, my boyfriend who saved the day.
Because
one of the last questions... was, oh darn, I forgot what it was.
He came, and you didn't know it, and he came in?
Oh, okay. It was, name, or what's a noise, a sound effect associated with Halloween?
A sound effect, a boo, a ghost.
I wouldn't say like a ghost.
A cackle.
Like a stabbing.
You only get
witch
one
laugh.
Guess.
Witch laugh.
Hold on, you gotta pick the number one answer. So my guess was the psycho sound, like the, I think, hold on.
Oh yeah!
So that was my guess, and everyone was like, no. And then everyone else's guess was, you know, like, boo, like a ghost. So what's your guess, Liv?
I would say maybe, like, a stabbing sound effect. I don't know.
So my boyfriend was like, No, I think it should be a scream, like screaming.
Ooh, duh. Yes.
And we were like, okay. So we put it down. Boom, that was the number one answer, and that's what caused us to win.
Yes, honey. Wow. Congratulations. Well, I'm like you guys. I had freezing mommy duties, and I took my little Lulu, who is a darling cheerleader. She looked great, and she brought her friend, who was a minion. So Aww. They were so cute. They ate pizza. They got all amped up, and then we took them trick-or-treating. It was freezing. We started early, but I was in the car. I was like, guys, okay. I can't do it. I was the mom in my car with the seat heaters on, and they would get in and get out and get in and get out, and there were no kids out. I didn't have, did you guys have any, well, you guys probably didn't stay at home for trick-or-treaters.
No, I was out.
But my boyfriend's house normally gets trick-or-treaters, at least a couple, and they did not get a single one.
Yeah, it was really bad. They got the best house we went to by far. They went up to this home that had turned it into like a haunted house, and the little girls are little, they're 9, so they went up and they're like, and then like a witch's nose came out, and then a clown was in the window, and they were like, and they screamed, and I was dying. I was tinkling my pants in the car. They ran to like 3 other houses scared, and the people were laughing so hard.
That's
but
hilarious.
Dude, they cleaned up. You have a picture of the candy they got. They got all these king size. They got so much candy. I think people were just shoveling candy because there weren't that many trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely believe that. So, that's the best, though. You should have brought some in.
I can't. There is enough to go around. And I would toss it to Joe, but if you've noticed, we're down one. Joe is not here today because of events that happened yesterday. We're going to call it perhaps the thriller incident, but at 7:40, 6:40 Central, we're going to get into why he's not here and what exactly is going down. So you won't want to miss that, all right?
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yeah, it's tea time, the first tea of November. Well, last night was a rough one for Sarah Jessica Parker. Why? Because someone stole her pumpkins.
At some point between the hours of 9:30 p.m. last night and break of dawn this morning, all of our pumpkins were stolen, as were all the other pumpkins on our block. It is officially the Halloween heist of 2019. My husband stated, decency is dead. But we will salvage the intended carving. We will find some last-minute pumpkins, and we will hope that this case does not remain cold.
Very dramatic. SJP posted that to her social media.
She sounds like she's under the influence of something.
She is like using her actor skills, right? I guess they got the pumpkins in Massachusetts and they decorated them and they were really special to them and someone stole them. What do you do with stolen pumpkins though? They don't last that long. Mine got icky. You know, they probably just smashed them, which is sad. Yuck. Well, Harry Styles, I don't know if he actually did pumpkins. I don't know if he's that type, but he is confirming 100% what we've been saying probably would happen. He is not going to appear in The Little Mermaid.
I had a meeting with Rob Marshall, the director, who is the most wonderful man. He's great. I think it's going to be amazing. Obviously, it's an amazing film. You know, they shoot for so long. And I want a tour next year and stuff, maybe. Just didn't quite line up, work out.
Oh, he would have been such a handsome Prince Eric, you think?
Oh, I thought he was going to be the mermaid. Right? Isn't he, like, getting into cross-dressing or something?
I don't think he's into cross-dressing. No? I just think that he... people are speculating that he is bisexual. He hasn't come out and said anything.
Were you Sebastian 1 year, Liv, for Halloween?
Yes.
You killed it.
But it was a date party for my sorority. The theme was Disney Dreams. And so my best friend wanted to be Ariel, the mermaid. And so I went as Sebastian the Crab and I literally like painted myself head to toe in red. It's actually really funny.
Who do we want to be like the prince, Prince Eric? I was trying to think who'd be good.
I don't know. I made a list of who I thought was going to be really good.
Liam Hemsworth?
Any speculation. I think Liam could be good.
He would be so good. Yes. Oh, I can picture it now. Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. Nick Lachey, he could definitely pull it off, right? He is going on the record saying, Kim Kardashian, we went on one date, and she did something I was not happy about.
Yeah, I think we went on one date together. Okay. But we went and saw Da Vinci Code together. She left about halfway through and went to the restroom, and then shockingly, there were 25 paparazzi when we we left the theater. So I think there were other things in play on our little
Busted. So he thinks she straight up called the paparazzi after their date. This was, by the way, the height of MTV Newlyweds right after he had split with his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson. So Kim was just on the rise of fame. They would have been a cute couple, but now he's all happy and married to Vanessa Lachey, and they're all good and have the cutest babies ever. Speaking of Kimmy, she was Elle Woods for Halloween, and she recreated the cute video from Legally Blonde.
I'm Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to be an amazing lawyer.
That was pretty dope. I was excited. I would, like, if I had the money to do that, I would do that. That's one of my favorite movies. All right, that is your tea, Liv. I know you have an awesome sports minute coming up.
Yes, I do. So Tiger Woods broke a record and made history on Monday. I'm going to give you an NFL preview. And these NBA stars got into a fight.
Ooh, the drama. It's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Liv's Sports Minute.
Hey, girl, what do you have going on in sports?
Okay, so there is a lot that has happened this week. So something very exciting. Tiger Woods made history on Monday early morning in Japan. So he tied the record for the most PGA Tour wins, which is super, super exciting. He is well on his way to breaking the record.
Nice.
In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers played last night against the Arizona Cardinals, and they won, making them the second undefeated team left. So only them and the Patriots are left as undefeated. I'm shocked. So obviously the Patriots are very, very good. Everyone knows that. They're a dynasty. But for the 49ers to go undefeated, everyone's been like, they're not the real deal. They weren't very good last year. But I think they're actually the real deal. I think they could be a serious playoff contender to go into the Super Bowl. The Steelers play the Colts this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I'm not worried about this game. And I'll tell you
why. Come on, Colts!
Because the Steelers played on Monday night against the Dolphins. And the Dolphins, McKenzie, are the worst team in the NFL right now.
Which is sad because that's my little girl's fave. I think because she just likes Dolphins, to be real.
Well, we can tell Lucy that they're not the worst team in the NFL, but between me and you, they absolutely are. And they were winning at one point against the Steelers at Pittsburgh. So the Steelers were home, and they still almost lost against the worst team. Mason Rudolph is their quarterback right now. It's not going to happen. The Colts are definitely going to take that win. And the Texans play the Jaguars in London this week.
So that would be cool to go to one of those games.
I have always wanted to go to one of those games. This would actually be a really fun game to go to because we've got two young quarterbacks. We've got Deshaun Watson, who has been killing it this year, and the Jaguars' backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, which is Minshew Mania. Everyone loves him, but I just don't think he's going to be able to pull out the win. I think that the Jaguars have too many other things going wrong for them right now, and I think that the Texans are going to pull out the win in London. And the World Series, we are all sad about the World Series.
Still mourning the Astros.
The Astros lost, which was really sad. But my favorite thing to come out of that was all of the Bryce Harper memes. So do you know who Bryce Harper is?
Yes.
I was going to say, he is very sexy.
Yes.
So he used to play for the Washington Nationals, and he left this year. He had a record-breaking contract, the highest paid contract in MLB history, to go to the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, they won without him. He's getting paid all of this money, and then when he leaves is when he gets when the Nationals get a ring. Bryce Harper doesn't even have a ring, and he's paid all of this money. So there were just so many funny memes going around the internet of him just looking like shocked and dumb, like, oh, what?
Say what?
Yeah, he does not have a ring. Now, the NBA, the Rockets are 3-1, and they're taking on Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets tonight. I am really excited for this game. And then the Pacers, on the other hand, are 1-3.
Yeah. Come on, Pacers.
The problem is they're talented. They're just not playing smart. So they still are without Victor Oladipo. And they lost Bogdanović, was a huge player for them. He got traded. So now they're just kind of trying to rebuild. This truly is a rebuilding year. There's a lot of new young people on that team, and we just need to get it together. A big other thing that happened in the NBA, which I love this. I don't know, McKenzie, how you're going to feel about this, but Joel Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns got in a fight on Wednesday night.
What? Where?
It was on the court.
Oh.
It was so, so good. So Karl Anthony Towns tried to land a punch on Joel Embiid, and he missed. So then Joel Embiid is way bigger than Karl Anthony Towns.
Why do I never go to games where this goes down? Like,
see,
it's so exciting.
That's what I'm saying. I love.
I mean, we know violence isn't the answer, blah, blah. But to watch it.
I am so happy you said that because I am all for fights breaking out in the NBA.
So did everything. Did everybody go crazy? The refs jump in? The people screaming?
There were some coaches that fell onto the ground. So then Ben Simmons, who is Joel Embiid's teammate, ended up getting Karl Anthony Towns in a headlock, choking him out. Karl Anthony Towns had to tap out. Karl Anthony Towns got ejected. Joel Embiid got injected. Joel Embiid was poking his eyes out. It was crazy.
So what's going down? Are these dudes suspended then, or what's happening?
I don't think they're suspended as for right now. I think right now they are just got ejected. It really wasn't as, it was more like funny than it was like extremely violent.
The only thing I don't like, the kiddos in the stands watching.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, it's
pretty exciting,
entertaining, but
yeah,
they need to get it together.
I went to school with Karl Anthony Towns.
What?
Can you picture this happening?
Elementary school. Like, he was in first and I was in eighth.
Was
I
he
went
a
to
scrapper
a
back in the day?
Oh, wow.
Did he ever throw down back in the day?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, he was in first grade. I was in eighth.
He was six.
Yeah, he picked fights with pork chop a lot and won.
That is awesome.
That is my sports minute.
Live Sports Minute.
So if you've noticed, Joe is not here, and if you were listening, hopefully you were hanging with us yesterday, you may have heard the song Thriller 1 or 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 times. Oh, there was a Thriller incident, and we're going to tell you exactly what happened after the show, what went down in our big meeting, and where Joe is, why he's not here. That's coming up about an hour from now at 7:40, 6:40 Central. We want to tell you what exactly is going down. But first, we are still going to do Joe's Need to Know News. And we're kicking it off with holiday shopping. All right, Liv, Chops, have you guys even started holiday shopping? This is like giving me anxiety.
Absolutely not. I hate holiday shopping. My bank account literally clears out so fast.
Doesn't that freak you out? Chops, have you started?
Not at all. And I usually do my holiday shopping like the day before, and it's always just something quick and easy. I usually do arts and crafts.
So you guys are not like nearly half of Americans who have already started their holiday shopping. They took a survey and they found that 40% of Americans start their holiday shopping by Halloween, and they will spend $1,047.83 on average this holiday season, including about $500 on family. Do you have a per person like in your fam or special people? I mean, I try to do about, 50, 75 a person?
Oh my gosh.
My boyfriend, I'll spend like 100 on him and that's it.
And that's it?
And are you kidding me? That kind of makes me a little mad.
What?
Because you should get something for your parents. You've known your boyfriend for 2 weeks now. Like, and you're going to spend $100 on him? Like,
I think my parents understand I can't afford to get them
like,
a Christmas
gift. You can afford $100 for a guy you've been dating for 2 weeks?
He sends his mom a card.
Boyfriend.
And the boyfriend gets like 100 bucks. That's okay. We know you're in love. That makes me nervous. It's so crazy. As kids get older, since I have a little girl now, her list is like so exquisite and expensive. I'm dying.
It's like
everything's
like all Apple
electronics.
Products.
Yeah. She's like, I would love. She goes, Mommy, I just want to ask Santa for like $1,000 gift card to Amazon. I'm like, what? Me too.
That's epic.
I do too. Hence the anxiety. Well, get this. A college student in Atlanta used Post-its to write the message, hire me, on his window. So the Fortune 500 company across the street could see it. They did and put up a Post-it saying, email? He wound up getting the interview and getting the internship he wanted thanks to a Post-it.
I love that.
I do too. And you guys, you cannot forget this Sunday fun day, we fall back. And I know, Liv, you have strong thoughts on this.
Yes.
The spring forward fall back epidemic. So at 2 a.m., you got to reset your clocks.
I just get very confused. Okay, so at 2 a.m., do we set it to 3 a.m.? Or
So you're going to go
fall back.
So fall back. So 1 a.m.
So we get an extra. Yeah, so we get an extra hour at the bars.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say sleep, but whatever. Whatever you're into, you get more time.
It's my friend's birthday, so we're all going out, and it's like super exciting that we get an extra hour. Oh, and we're using all the gift cards that we get from that Family Feud night. We have $300 to spend.
You guys are rolling. I love. Oh my gosh, this is going to be epic. Monday, you're going to be hurting. And the NBA tonight, the Rockets, as Liv mentioned in her fabulous Sports Minute, the Rockets are on the road versus the Nets. The Pacers are taking on the Cavaliers in Indy. NFL, the Colts versus the Steelers, and Texans taking on the Jags. It's going to be a good game. And there you have it. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up, song of the day. Since yesterday, we played Thriller 18 to 20 times. We're going to do Flashback Friday. Usually we do Throwback Thursday. So we are taking it back in the day. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up next. Joe and McKenzie, it's Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, I'm so proud of you. You made it to Friday. Yay! Woo! It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and it is time for something we like to call Song of the Day. Yesterday, Thursdays, we typically do Throwback Thursday, but if you were listening, you noticed we played Thriller like 18 times yesterday. So today, instead, we're going to do Flashback Friday. We're all kicking it old school for Song of the Day. And I guess I'll go first because I'm super excited about my pick. So get your phone out or wherever you want to get your, you know, you got to text us in to vote. But let me tell you what you have to choose from first. My choice is Jay-Z. I went with a little Big Pimpin'.
We doing Big Pimpin'. We spending cheese. Check them out now. Big Pimpin' on BLADs. We doing Big Pimpin' up at NYC. It's just that jigger man.
Get that vibe for your weekend, right?
McKenzie, I know you're like my friend and all, but I didn't want to tell you this yesterday because I don't want you to win.
No.
But I picked that song like a week ago and it lost miserably.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you didn't want to tell me that so I didn't win.
Right.
So I picked something better.
I'm okay telling you now.
Dang it! All right, well, that's my choice. That's my song. If you want to vote for that one, you can text the word song to 52140. But now we're going to go to Liv. What is your Flashback Friday song?
Okay, so I picked a throwback, and since yesterday was Halloween, I was in kind of a spooky mood. I went with this song just because I feel like it kind of gives like a Halloween vibes. Also, she is iconic to dress up as for Halloween, and that's Britney Spears with the song Toxic.
I love that. Solid choice. It's like, how do we all know the words to that, even if you don't realize that you do. Great. If you want to vote for Toxic by Britney Spears, text the word song to 52140. And that brings us to Producer Porkchop.
All right. So the song I picked came out in 2001. I was 13 years old in seventh grade, or like 12 years old in seventh grade. And I love orange creamsicles. I love ice pops and ice cream and little desserts like peaches and cream. So every time I heard this song, I got so excited for peaches and cream. It's 112.
Peaches and cream. Oh, I need it 'cause you know that I'm a feeling.
That's right.
Getting freaky, I'm a feeling limousine. It's even better when it's with ice cream.
Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
I need it 'cause you know that I'm a feeling.
Girl, you taste so good to me.
And then I grew up and realized that's not what the song's about.
Those are solid choices. Okay, so once again, here are your choices. You can vote for me, McKenzie. I went with a little Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'. Or Liv, she's got Britney Spears, Toxic. Producer Porkchop has 112, Peaches and Cream. You want to text the word song to 52140 right now. And if you're like, hey, where's Joe? All right, we're going to get to that at 7:40, 6:40 Central. He's not here today. A lot of stuff went down yesterday, and we're going to get real into it at 7:40, 6:40 Central. In the meantime, vote for your song of the day. You have had a very, very important decision to make. What your song of the day will be. Not only is it Friday, the song that'll kick off your weekend, but it's the first day of the month, November 1st. We are flashing it back. We all have strong choices. Let's review, shall we? I went with Jay-Z's Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin', we spendin' cheese. Check them out now. Big Pimpin' on BLAD.
Liv went a little toxic with Britney Spears. And our producer Porkchop said he's loved this song since he was a young boy and didn't really know what it meant. It's 112 Peaches and Cream.
That's
right. All right, Joe, noticeably missing. 7:40, 6:40 Central. We'll tell you exactly why Joe is gone and what happened yesterday. We call it the Thriller Incident. But right now, we have to reveal the song of the day. Thank you, Rosie. She's working overtime. Okay, how are the results looking, Chops?
I'm upset.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought my song was so good. I thought it was a for sure winner.
Peaches and Cream. I do like that song a lot.
Like, I can't. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Like, that was 2001. Like, I was 13. And I feel like the majority of our people listening, like, that was a big song around that time.
That doesn't matter. It's if they like it or not. If they're in the mood, how it compares to the other two songs.
Like, will 112 overshadow Britney and Jay-Z?
Well, definitely not, because dead last place with 26% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop.
Sad face.
Right behind him, though, with 28% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Which I didn't know you already chose my song and it already lost. Thanks for the heads up. You evil one.
Coming in first place with a whomping 44% of the vote.
Love some Britney on a Friday.
Not even mad. Congratulations. Love this song. You chose it. Your song of the day, Toxic by Britney Spears. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm so sorry, and I hope I'm not like the umpteenth caller that you've gotten that says this, but what happened to Joe? I didn't hear it.
Don't worry. You haven't missed anything.
Okay.
7:40, 6:40 Central. We're going to get to it. There was some stuff that went down after the show.
Okay.
We're gone to the Thriller Incident, so we'll give you all the details and fill you in.
Okay.
Promise.
All right. Thanks.
That is so awkward. We are constantly getting calls and just tweets and DMs about why Joe is not here. But like Mackenzie said, we are going to dive into that a little bit later on the show at 7:40, 6:40 Central.
Right. There were lots of things that culminated yesterday. We were having fun and then the show kind of went rogue and we thought it would be all like, ha, 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 ha. Then we got called up to a meeting and 7:40, 6:40 Central, as I said, we'll get into the details of where Joe is and we're going to try to call him at home. If he'll pick up our call now, hopefully he will. But let's get into this. This is so crazy. Have you guys ever seen that show? Like, I think it's called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, which is mind-boggling to me because I've been pregnant. And the things that happen to my body, I wouldn't be like, oh, I just had a big lunch.
I've heard of this show. I never have watched a full episode, though.
Okay, so this actually happened to a Florida woman. So she went in. She got an unexpected surprise after her new weight loss surgery. So bless her heart. For 10 years, her name's Daria. She had to live with an ovary. She had major problems with her ovary. And she was going in. It caused kind of a lot of weight gain, changes within her body. And so she's like, hey, I'm going to have gastric. I'm going to go in. And basically, in the surgery, before everything happened, they found out, hey, you're pregnant. It's a boy. You're going to give birth. And literally like 9 hours later, she had a baby.
What?
Yeah. So
how does that even happen?
Right? That's the thing for me because I was pregnant 40. I went full term 40 weeks. I mean, I was waddling. It's not like I'd be like, oh, weird. I'm pregnant. Like it was everything changes everywhere. But you hear these stories of like girls that don't know. And they're like, oh, I thought I had a tummy ache. And I went to the restroom and a baby popped out.
Right. And like not to be whatever. But I think sometimes when you think about this happening, you're like, it's got to be people where it's not noticeable to have a bump.
Right, exactly. Okay, call us 833-563-2539. Did you not know you were pregnant for a long period of time? Or what was your indicator before you officially knew you were pregnant? You're like, I'm pregnant. Like, I know it. Like, something is up.
What did she say? Pregnant?
That's that show.
Well, so my boyfriend had a client who he was selling a house to, and he gets a call one day and he's like, hey, we're going to have to speed this up because I just found out my girlfriend is 7 months pregnant. She went 7 months before finding out she was pregnant. She went to the doctor just because she wasn't feeling great. And they're like, you're pregnant and you happen to be 7 months pregnant. And she was a very skinny, small, petite woman and went 7 months without knowing.
See, that is really interesting to me. I want to know, ladies, did anything go whack with your body? Because so many things happen to me. Like people's feet swell. You get really, really sensitive, heightened sensitivity in areas. I mean, I was super, super sick. So 833-563-2539. Do you think it is very possible to honestly go full term and not know you were pregnant?
I also feel like, too, you see, not even just like you feel different, you see physical changes.
Exactly.
How are you not like, wait, what's happening?
Okay, we're going to delve into this. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm just not one of those women who loved being pregnant. I was miserable. I mean, obviously, I loved the end result, my daughter, but my body just whacked out. So this is what we're talking about. I don't get those shows when you hear about, oh, I didn't know I was pregnant. And then I went to the bathroom and I thought I had a stomach ache and boom, a baby popped out. So there's this Florida woman we were talking about who had to go in. She was going to go in for a weight loss surgery. And they're like, no, 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 you are pregnant. And then like 9 hours later, popped out a baby. We're talking about what happens to your body.
Well, I know what it's like or what it feels like to be pregnant because I had kidney stones once. And they all say that that's the equivalency to like feeling pregnant.
That is what they say. I've never had kidney stones.
Oh,
knock on
man.
Wood, so I can't say. But so you felt that pain.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. Let's get to Tori. Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So how was your pregnancy?
Well, first off, just like you, I hated being pregnant. It was like the worst feeling in the world.
Right? I love these women. I mean, hey, go sister, that are like, oh my gosh, I loved every second of it. That was just not me.
No. So I didn't know I was pregnant at first because I honestly thought that I had food poisoning because my mom had gotten food poisoning from a restaurant that we had previously eaten at.
Wow.
Well, I was like, there's no way I've had food poisoning for a week. So I went and took a pregnancy test. Super pregnant. I had morning sickness my entire first trimester. Ended up losing like 25 pounds. I was pregnant literally from the top fuzz of my hair to the tip of my toes.
Right.
My face, my nose. The girls who say they didn't know they were pregnant are liars.
I don't get it.
And the only pregnancy glow there is sweat.
I agree 100%. I was super, super sick, too. I just felt like I was in a boat. And then someone does say, hey, it's like someone flips a switch month four, and that really worked for me. But I just pounded breadsticks because that's the only thing that made me not want to be nauseous.
Thank you so much, Tori. But, hey, real quick, we got to get to line two. Allison, I cannot believe what she said.
Allison, what's up, girl?
Oh, nothing. Just driving home.
So what happened to you when you were pregnant?
I was 15, and we thought we had the flu, so we went to a doctor, and the doctor diagnosed me with the flu. About 2 days later, I woke up with a headache, so my dad cradled me in his arms, and I had 5 seizures and a stroke on the way to the hospital, so they life-flighted me.
Oh my
gosh. St. Mary's in Evansville.
Bless your heart. Was the baby healthy and okay?
Well, she weighed 2 pounds, 7.5 ounces.
Aww. What's her name?
Her name is Anna.
Oh, I'm so happy everything worked out. Well, thank you guys for sharing your stories.
You know, Joe had the flu a couple months ago. I wonder if he was pregnant.
Yeah, we'll ask him because we're going to try to call him. He's not here. We're going to get to where he is. 7:40, 6:40 Central. That's coming up. But coming up right after this song, we are going to spill the tea. Splitsville for two couples and we're two playmates able to connect with Hugh Hefner beyond the grave.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's Friday. We're feeling good, and it is time for the tea. Kicking things off with Cuba Gooding Jr. He's facing groping charges from a 15th accuser. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been indicted on two more charges of touching a woman inappropriate, bringing the number, as I said, to 15. According to the latest, it happened at a nightclub the evening of September 9th. So he now faces a total of six counts relating to three incidents. Women are saying that he tried to kiss them, touch them inappropriate, bit them at clubs and bars. So there's all these women that have come forward, and they're all going to pretty much testify together against this dude, Cuba Gooding Jr. We all know him from Jerry Maguire. That's where he got the biggest fame.
I know. I love
him. No, no, no. You can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it, what you really mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just heartbreaking. I love that guy.
He was in that dog sled movie, and I loved him in it, so that makes me so sad.
Right? He's due back in court on January 22nd, so I'll keep you posted. Well, it is Splitsville for Rosie O'Donnell and her fiancé, Elizabeth Rooney.
Now, as my, you know, my notoriety in public is different than it was before, and with the gray hair getting older and not really being on TV that much, people don't recognize me, so now I'm back to pretending I'm a cop.
And her ex-fiance was a cop. They're not really saying why they split, but Rooney has scrubbed anything of Rosie off of her Instagram, including the letter R and a diamond ring emoji from her bio. So it's really over. That's how you know when people take you off their social media, any glimpse of you. Another split we got to get to. Ian Ziering from 90210. Hello, Steve Sanders. His wife, Erin, are also splitting up. They're divorcing after 9 years of marriage. He did the typical, like, it's with a heavy heart that I tell you, Erin and I are splitting up with our hectic work schedules, blah, blah, blah. We've grown apart. So that's sad. He's had a few marriages. I mean, Sharknado really reinvented his fame. I wonder if they're going to make another one of those. But ladies, if you're interested, he is going to be back on the market. He actually is very soon. Hugh Hefner. Okay, so he... Rest in peace. He's deceased. But if you did you ever watch The Girls Next Door, you guys, on E?
I did when my mom wasn't looking.
Yeah. Okay. So there was like his girlfriends, the playmates, they lived with him in the mansion. They tried to do a seance to reconnect with their former boyfriend.
Well, it was really fun. I mean, we seemed to have made contact with several different spirits. We were using the dowsing rods, and they were telling us that there was different presences there when we were asking about it. And so I feel like things were successful. We didn't have anything crazy happen, like there wasn't curtains blowing in the wind or chandeliers falling or anything like that. We did it at Holly's house because Holly's house is haunted. She has things, weird things happening at night. She'll be sleeping and the door will creak open on its own. She hears things like falling and breaking in the middle of the night. And so she'll get up and there's nothing out of place or broken.
Interesting. So Holly says that she's happy to know that her ex, Hugh Hefner, still cares about her and that he does communicate with her from beyond. We, you know, Joe tried to bring a Ouija board up in here and we said no. So thankfully we didn't do that. That is your tea. Speaking of Joe, he's not here today and we're going to tell you exactly why and what went down. We're calling it Thrillergate, 7:40, 6:40 Central. So don't miss that. We'll just be very transparent and tell you about the meeting we had after the show and what is happening. But coming up next, we got to get to Freak Show Friday. Louie, he was getting kids basically barreling through children to trick or treat, he is telling us. And side note, he's 55 years old. So we're going to get to him coming up next.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Friday. Finally, we have made it to the weekend. Friday feeling good. It happens to be Freak Show Friday, and we have Louie on the line who is bragging that he had a better Halloween than all of us. What's up, Louie?
Hey, guys. You know, I just want to say yesterday was hilarious.
Hilarious? Why?
Oh, my God. I loved you playing Thriller over and over again.
Well, a lot of some people did besides our boss. We're going to get to that coming up at 7:40, 6:40 Central. Anyway, go on, Louie.
No, I love that song. I loved playing it. I downloaded it. I played it. Well, I got ready to go trick-or-treating. And speaking of trick-or-treating, I got so much candy.
You mean like your kids got a ton of candy? Because my little girl, she just scored big time.
No, me. I have been trick-or-treating every year since I was 5. That's 55 years, and I'm not stopping now.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, I'm no mathematician, but you said, okay, you've been trick-or-treating since you were 5, and that's 55 years. Yeah. So you're 50, and you legit went trick-or-treating?
Yeah, that's right. I love getting all the candies. Oh.
Okay.
What?
So you just go by yourself?
Yeah, I dressed up as a mummy again this year, and, you know, it was tough because the weather was bad, but... You know, I went door to door and I cleaned up.
What was the reaction? Because I'm just going to be real. If like a 50-something man came by himself to my door, I'd be like, where's your child?
Oh, they can't tell with all the gauze and stuff I got on. But I got to tell you, I do get annoyed at the swarms of the children in my way. They're just like, these kids are like so annoying and greedy. With, like, they got these dirty little hands just grabbing all the goodies, and it's like, I got to get a ton of loot. And when I was done, I got to admit, I went home and I enjoyed my chocolate with some wine by the fire. Oh, okay. On my bearskin rug.
Oh my God. I'm just going to take a crazy guess. Are you single, Louie?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can believe that there's probably some greedy, snot-nosed kids out there trying to take all of the candy. But in this situation, you are not one person that can call a kid greedy when you are stealing all the children's candy every year for 50 years.
I'm not stealing anything. Halloween is for everyone. And I am going to trick or treat until I die.
Did anyone deny you? Like, was anyone, like, creeped out by you?
No. Like I said, I've got all that gauze on and stuff. I'm just a mummy walking around.
So are you a mummy just so you can cover your face so no one can tell? Like, you're aware that you probably should cover yourself just so people can't tell you're that old, correct?
Oh, I grew up loving Universal Monsters, and the mummy is just the ultimate, like, scary Halloween creature. So it's the best. And, yeah, it does help covering up my face and stuff.
Louie,
yeah.
Does it weird you out? Like, you probably don't see, maybe you might see teenagers, like 17-year-olds, but there's probably no other, like, I don't know, middle-aged men trick-or-treating for candy around.
I'm not really paying attention. I go to door-to-door, do my thing, and I got to tell you, even though... It's a little annoying. I like trick-or-treating alongside the kids, the boys and girls.
Oh, that sounds very creepy.
Okay, I would nominate you. Yeah, you are our freak of the day for Freak Show Friday. All right. Louis, thank you very much. I'm glad you had a splendid Halloween. Enjoy your wine and your candy and your bearskin rug. Aw, you know who I don't know if he enjoyed Halloween?
Who?
Joe. Oh. Our very own Joe. Okay, so a lot of people have been calling up, where's Joe? What happened to Joe? We're calling it the Thriller Incident. So basically, we had to go to a big meeting after the show yesterday. And coming up after this song, we will get to what happened to Joe, where he is. We'll be very transparent. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. All right, let's do a roll call here. McKenzie, I am present. Pork Chop.
Present.
Liv.
Here.
Joe.
Crickets.
All right, so a lot of people have been calling up. Our phones have been blowing up. What happened to Joe? Where's Joe? We're going to be really transparent. So yesterday, we had a lot of fun, I will say, and I jumped on the bandwagon. We played Thriller not once, not twice. We played Michael Jackson's Thriller, what, 16, 18, 20 times?
Yeah, like 16.
And we just had fun. We kind of went rogue. It was our Halloween show. And then the boss said, hey, stick. So we have a playlist of music we're supposed to stick to. We didn't stick to that, but we thought, whatever, it's funny, it'll be fun. And then the boss comes and he's like,
banging. If you were listening to the show, if you were with us on social media, you can check it out. He was trying to get in, and Joe was like, no, and he locked the studio door so our boss could not get in. So we all received this email. We had to head up to the conference room right after the show, which is never a good thing, right?
Right.
And then we received, so we go up, and it was a very heated discussion. And here, I'm just going to read this. Should I just read this email that we got? I'm probably
sure.
not supposed to.
Sure, I mean, you read it. I'm not reading it.
Okay. And then tomorrow, I might not be here either. Okay. Basically, the subject says, Thriller non-compliance. It says, morning team, Joe is on a one-day suspension for his acts of insubordination surrounding the Thriller incident. Run Friday as a normal show. Producer Porkchop, you will run the initial operations of the show. Please let me know if you have any questions, program director.
So, now, here's the thing about Joe. Joe will do things and like make jokes that he thinks is funny, but he doesn't realize other people are being serious. For instance, he took a trip to Washington, like Oregon area, with his mother-in-law and his wife. And they were on the highway, and the mother-in-law was taking pictures of Mount Hood. But Joe, you know, thought he was being funny, and he was sticking his hand in front of the camera a couple times, and it actually led to the mother-in-law cursing him out. So the thing about Joe is he's like, oh, haha, this is funny, this is funny. I'm playing Thriller 15 times today. And the boss is like, no, Joe, don't do it. But, like, Joe can't, you know, he doesn't realize.
Right. So give us a call. We want your thoughts. Like, if you were enjoying it, just what you think. I mean, it's a one-day suspension. It's not like he's never coming back. He'll be back on Monday, hopefully. 833-563-2539. I think the problem wasn't that the Thriller, because we all were kind of having fun with that. I think the issue was, like, he locked our boss out of the studio when our boss was trying to come in.
And
I
honestly,
think that was the big... No, no.
I think, too, it kind of was all surprising as well because Joe is kind of like a play-by-the-rules kind of guy.
Yeah, like he does really, what he's told to do, typically.
Exactly, typically. So, like, I think this was really surprising, and I think almost maybe Joe thought that it was a joke. Like, maybe Joe really didn't think that our boss was that mad or something because, like, why would he continue to do it? I just don't think Joe realized that these were going to be the consequences.
Right.
Or that he was going to have any.
I know. It's a one-day suspension. And we're just being transparent. So that's the email. Joe got suspended for today. And that is why he is not here. And, you know, we did have a blast yesterday. And don't think we, like, threw him under the bus. I definitely stepped in. I said I thought it was great. People were having fun. Social media was blowing up. I had his back. And I thought this was a great idea. We had a great Halloween show. I think it was the locking out and with the insubordination term. All right, Ebony, hey, we have you on the line. Were you listening yesterday, girl?
I was listening all day yesterday because I heard Thriller 72 million times, so I thought it was great.
Okay, so you were a fan. What do you think of, like, Joe got suspended for one day?
I think it's crap. I want to write your boss a letter because that's not all right. Joe was having a great time. I'm pretty sure every city that you guys are in was having a great time as well. It's Halloween. Who doesn't like Thriller? Who doesn't like Michael Jackson? I think he has something against Michael Jackson at this point.
Do you think it was wrong of Joe to lock our boss out of the studio?
I thought it was funny.
Okay, so you're like, okay, so you don't think he should have gotten any heat and should not be suspended for the day?
I wouldn't say suspension. Maybe a talking to and be like, okay, Joe, this is the difference between me playing and me telling you to be for real. Maybe
right.
Something like that, but not a suspension. I think he took it a little too far.
Yeah,
Joe,
like,
was just having a good time.
I agree with you. I think a written warning would have sufficed, but that we're just being transparent. We're glad you had fun with us yesterday because we all had a blast.
I had a blast, and I know we all did, and everyone listening, I feel like, did, but I am posting the email that our boss sent us about Joe's suspension. I'm posting that on all forms of our social media. It's at Joe and Mackenzie.
All right, DJ is on the line. DJ, were you hanging with us yesterday? Were you dancing around a Thriller?
I was a little bit, but not the whole time.
Okay, what do you think about this? We're kind of shocked because it was a super... We were like laughing and have a blast, and then we had to go up to the conference room, and the energy level just dropped, and then it all went down.
I mean, it sounds like the boss is a party pooper.
Right?
I would never want to go drinking with that guy.
He was just upset because he felt like he should not have been locked out of his own of the studio, and that's what it was like, the insubordination, I guess.
Yeah, but he should have looked at it as like, oh, people are loving this. You know, it's for a show. Let's do it. You know, let's make it funny. Let's make people enjoy watching our show or listening to us.
Right.
You would think you would have got more enthusiastic about people enjoying it than being all butthurt about the song playing that people were enjoying.
So you're against this one-day suspension of Joe?
Totally. I love Joe. Joe's the best guy to ever be on Radio Now other than Pork Chop.
Aww, that's so sweet. All right. Well, hopefully he'll be back Monday. All right. Thank you so much. Let's kick it to Amy. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
All right. Were you rocking out with us on Halloween yesterday, having some fun?
I drive a bus, so I listen to you all morning, every morning. I actually just met Liv the Web Girl the other day in the studio. She was leaving, and she did a video with me. I was super fangirl and excited.
Yes, oh, that's awesome. That. Okay, so what do you think about this whole thing? It is just, we were shocked that this got so out of hand and then Joe got suspended.
Yeah, I think it's bullcrap because you guys play the exact same songs on rotation all day, every day. So what does it matter? Like, I'm not going to lie, I wish there was some other Halloween songs, but it shouldn't be that big of a deal to where he gets suspended. Like, the boss should be fired because he plays the same songs over and over, if that's the case.
Dang, girl. Amy, how do you feel if I can get a hold of Joe? Do you think we should call him at home? Because he's, like, really down and out. I feel like, I'm just going to be real. I thought he was going to cry when we were in that meeting. So why don't we try to give Joe a call? Give me two songs. We're going to get Joe on the line. I'm going to call him at home, okay? Joe, not a bad guy, but he is noticeably not here today. What's up? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. If you missed it, I just read an email that we received from our boss. So yesterday, we had a blast. It was Halloween. We are just having so much fun. We played Thriller about 18 times. Joe got a little crazy, went a little rogue. What happened was the boss was not happy. Then we hear a pounding on the door. He gets locked out of the studio. So Joe does the lock, doesn't let our boss in the studio. The boss not happy about that. I'm just being totally transparent. So after the show, we called upstairs, and then we have a very tense meeting in which, I want to be honest, I felt like Joe was going to, like, tear up and cry. Then we received this email, and I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I'm just going to read it. It says, subject, Thriller noncompliance. Morning, team. Joe is on a one-day suspension for his acts of insubordination surrounding the Thriller incident. Run Friday as a normal show. Producer Pork Shop, you will run the initial operations of the show. Please let me know if you have any questions, our program director.
You know, I don't think it would have been such a big deal as well if he didn't kind of have like a little track record of doing crazy things. Like, for instance, our AC over the summer was like really messed up. So people were like changing it. So Joe ripped the thermostat off the wall. And we talked about that on the radio too, but he actually got in trouble. So I think because he's got a little track record of doing some crazy things, that's why I think this was kind of a big deal.
That's when you guys named him Joe Rombe. I remember.
And yeah, oh, by the way, today I think someone tweeted us and was like, oh, Joe gets a 3-day weekend. No, he's suspended without pay. And if you know Joe, like, a day without pay is,
it's not a good thing. I mean, we are jealous that he got to sleep in, but it's not a good thing. But we wanted to be transparent. That's where he is today. He got suspended because he locked our boss out of the office, and they said that obviously they're not going to tolerate that, but we feel bad for Joe. Don't think that we threw him under the bus. We all stood up and were like, no, we had a blast. I thought it was great. People were having a fun time. I want to call Joe. We've been trying to track him down.
I already did. I've got him on hold right here.
You have him on the line?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We want to check in. A lot of people are concerned about you. I mean, one, we're jealous that you got to sleep in today.
Well, I wish. I don't know about you guys, but obviously I'm a little stressed. I mean, everything's going to be okay, but I just don't like this whole situation. But no, I mean, I think I woke up at my usual time today around like 3:30, 3:45 for work like I usually do. But
I have a question. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, you actually been doing pretty decent on the board. I'm surprised.
Oh,
that was pretty smooth.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, I'm shocked.
No errors so far. I magically got you on the phone line here, so there's that.
So, Joe, I went ahead and I read the email that we all received. I talked a little bit about the meeting that we had to go to. And so, do you want to say, because people are very concerned about you, so if you want to tell anybody anything that about what happened yesterday, now's your shot.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I want to say a few things, and we can get to yesterday's meeting, but yeah, I just, not that I'm surprised, because we have an amazing, amazing audience in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9. Also, we're on the air in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. And when I felt the love yesterday from everybody, and I just appreciate that. I don't know who started the hashtag Save Joe, but that was pretty dope.
Hashtag Save Joe, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I just want to say, I mean, we really don't know unless you call in or interact with us on social media, like it, how we do on the show, if people liked it or didn't. And to see all that interaction yesterday and how much people care. And I heard a couple of callers ago, I think you guys kind of read the email a few minutes ago about that. And I thought that was really nice to hear those phone calls about how people really enjoy us on the show. And that means a lot. So that part, first of all, thank you. Because we truly love what we do.
Do you regret playing Thriller 18 times? Or do you regret now locking our boss out of the studio? Any regrets?
Well, let's get to that, though. The Thriller thing was just kind of behind-the-scenes radio stuff. The point that our multiple people, like our boss of that, radio behind the scenes, like they have people that select music and say, oh, this is what people want to hear, blah, 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 all that boring stuff. They're mad that I went off script or I went off format, that I missed Lizzo. I believe they brought up Lewis Capaldi, and I missed Post Malone. So I'm sure you guys have played that this morning to make up for it. But they're mad that I went off script for that. They don't mind that I played Thriller, but they also said it's a long song. It's a 6-minute song. They're all about quick songs. So that, but the thing that really kind of got me in trouble, and it wasn't you guys, it wasn't your fault at all yesterday, is the biggest thing with the quote-unquote Thriller incident is that I locked the door, which, side note, that's the dumbest thing ever. I love it. But we have a lock inside of our studio, so we can lock people out from getting in here. So our boss was pretty pissed, to put it nicely, the fact that he was banging on the door. And I thought it was hilarious on air. I'm like, this is radio gold. This is the people must be laughing and having a great time. He didn't. And he felt that it was not only disrespectful to him, but it kind of insubordination. I don't know. They use, you know, those big words, Mackenzie. I don't know. But you were in the meeting.
Hey, Joe.
I don't know.
Can we, maybe we could do the rest of the show like this, you from home and you talking on the phone.
No, to be honest, as you brought up, I am a little peeved that I'm not getting paid. I depend on every dollar that I get.
What was Lindsay's reaction? Because I'm sure your wife, when you say, hey, girl, I got suspended today.
Oh, my wife, Lindsay, was pissed. She was mad at me because of the fact of she works at Finish Line, a shoe company in Indianapolis, Indiana. And a lot of people listen to our show, which, once again, I appreciate. And they're like, oh, my God. She hates finding out things secondhand. And she heard that we played Thriller. She didn't know that she missed the part about our boss yelling. And then her coworker's like, oh, my God, is your husband in trouble? So, and then, obviously, I had to tell her about the meeting once we got out of work yesterday around, like, 1:30 or 2 o'clock after all those, like, that meetings and stuff. And she was upset. She's like, are you an idiot? Like, because it's just financial stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to pay off our debt. We have goals one day to buy a house. And she's like, how are you going to do that if you lose your job? And she brought up, and it's true. Like, it's just me. I don't know how to change it, Mackenzie, but I'm the person Porchop brought up too. I just don't know when to stop. It's funny, so I keep on doing it. And you get a little annoyed. I'm like, oh, it's funny. And everybody else is laughing at it. But she's brought that up. Previous girl I dated before I ever met my wife brought that up. That's why she broke up with me. She's like, I don't know when to stop. So apparently, yesterday, 16 or 17 times a Thriller, I didn't know when to stop.
Too much.
Aww. Well, we love you, and we got your back, and we want to see you back here Monday, okay? Enjoy your day off. Did you find the Halloween candy that you were looking for?
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we're missing good content. You want to talk about it real quick? Yeah. My wife, Lindsay, if you didn't hear it on the show, was hiding my Halloween candy. our Halloween candy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really find it. Then yesterday I went out and bought toilet paper and paper towels. So I was putting the paper towels away where they go in the cabinet, like below the kind of near the stove on the side. What do I find? A bag of 120 pieces of candy. And guess what? It was open and missing some candy.
Uh-oh.
So now you're alone all day with that candy. So this could be a win-win, Joe.
Yeah,
let's look at the positive.
Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. I'll get all the good stuff. But you guys are doing a great job today. Thanks to everybody that's been calling in and supporting. I really appreciate that. And, I'll talk to you guys later. But I guess I should be back on air Monday. I have to come into work today at 2 o'clock. I have another meeting. It's a follow-up with HR and something, I guess.
Okay.
One of our bosses was out of town. So I don't know if it's the same thing we talked about yesterday, but as of now, I believe I'm back Monday.
That's so stressful. All right, well, try to enjoy your day. We miss you, all right? We're going to do Freestyle Friday coming up, and we're going to have them battle, rap battle about you in trouble. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. I think our phone lines are blowing up. We just read the email, transparent from our boss, why Joe's not here. He's been suspended for the day. All right, hey, girl. Were you listening to the Thriller incident yesterday? You have thoughts?
Yes. Okay. So I was blowing up your social media, which I'm sure everybody was. And I just wanted to say, like, from a teacher's perspective, you know, you have to deal with a bunch of stuff in classrooms with kids. And that would be, like, the least of my worries, especially knowing that you guys got so much interaction. Like, from your boss's perspective, he literally should have just been like, okay, that's money in our pockets.
Right.
With more followers and whatnot. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that he's even suspended. I mean, talk to him and move on.
Exactly. And I don't think that he was, this is part of the meeting. He was like, when I went in the studio, you never locked me out of the studio. And that was kind of, I think the big thing was like locking him out. He was really mad about, but.
I know you keep saying that, but I mean, I can't wrap my head around, like, it was clearly a joke. You know what I mean? Like, I know everybody keeps saying like he took it too far or whatever. Even Joe said that, but I don't know. I just think it was funny, and I listened to every single thing of Thriller, and I got my husband listening, and he never listens to the radio, ever.
Oh, yes! What's his name? We'll give him a shout-out.
His name is John.
John! All right, we love you guys. Don't worry, Joe will be back on Monday, and we agree with you, okay? But you don't want to miss Friday Freestyle. Liv, Porkchop, they'll be rapping about Joe and how he's in big trouble. It's going to be interesting, and it's coming up next. Say congratulations. You have made it to your weekend. It's Friday! It's John McKenzie on Radio Now. We are feeling good because it's the first day of November. It's a brand new month. It's Friday, and it's time for some flow. Friday Freestyle is happening, and we just went over why Joe's not here. He got suspended for the day. Super dramatic yesterday in the meetings that we had to go to. He'll be back Monday, but that being the case, you guys, you guys are going to be freestyling about Joe and how he got in trouble.
Yes, we
are. So that should give you lots to talk about.
Oh, I'm a little nervous.
Okay, so we got Livy Liv versus producer Porkchop. Who wants to go first?
I'm MCPC, by the way.
MCPC versus Livy Liv.
And I'll go first.
All right, girl. You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Take a deep breath, get loose. This is our tradition. It is Friday Freestyle, kicking things off with none other than Livy Liv.
This one, yeah, it goes out to my boy Papa Pesh. Let's hit it. Yeah, Joe, our boss man said you gotta go, 'cause you got in trouble. Yeah, you really fumbled from playing Thriller too much. Our boss says, yeah, bye, hun. You gotta hit the door before I hit the floor and come right at you. That's right, I'm mad at you, 'cause you played Thriller so many times. Now I'm out here and I gotta rhyme about you being at home. Yeah, I'm really jealous. I wanna go home.
Gosh. We are jealous. You got to sleep in. I mean, it stinks to be suspended, but nice work. All right, Chops, can you take that on? Can you top that?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, MCPC, take it.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Pork Chop. I love my bro. His name is Joe, but he ain't no Joe, bro. He's at home. He's at home chilling. Probably gonna play some disc golf, but I've got to cough because it's so cold. I cough on the beat because I make your feet sweat. 'Cause you're gonna get laid.
What?
'Cause I get so paid and I got the money making all them honeys. But I don't got no honeys, 'cause they don't want me. But I got my boy. His name is Hostage Boy. He gave me a rhyme to use. He said, my name is Pork Chop. You could come to my crib and make them corks pop.
That was it. Yeah! MCPC! Dude, you
brought it today.
That
this is so much
line.
Better than yesterday.
Or last week. Okay, I think it was better
week.
Than last week, but I still don't think it was good. It still didn't make sense. He said fat feet sweet.
I didn't mean to say fat.
Dude, give me that cough line one more time. That was epic.
I said it's Joe's going to go disc golfing, but it's too cold out. I won't go with him because I'm going to cough. I coughed on the beat. I don't know.
Nice work, you guys.
And make
that was
your
nicely done. I was that Joe feet. Would be rolling over in his grave. Yeah. Not that he's dead. Maybe we'll say rolling over in his bed because yeah. he's probably sleeping. Yeah. Nice work, you guys.
Yeah, so wait, who won?
How can I choose?
I
would say
were,
you win for well, most improved. Liv has found her sweet spot.
Yeah, Liv's though. See, here's the thing. Like, I can go slow and nice and easy, too.
Because
you usually like go fast. I feel yeah. like today you went slow and conservative.
Yeah. Well, I just went slow. I decided to slow it down for my bro Joe.
You guys should see these guys. Liv
no Joe,
is
bro.
Straight up wearing a Snuggie. And Pork Chop has it's five layers on and a hoodie, like 8 miles
style. Mackenzie's the only one that's dressed like a normal person right now.
Imagine, you guys killed it.
Imagine didn't. I'm the only one that laughed at my Joe bro Joe. Come on, that was funny.
That was funny.
Like, Joe's my bro, but he ain't no Joe bro. Come on.
I
Jonas
liked
Brothers.
It.
You were reaching.
I liked it.
You were reaching.
Nice
Get
work, you got. Good morning, it's Joanne McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Friday. If you missed it, yesterday, we had a lot of fun. We played Thriller like 18 times. Joe went a little rogue, but it was all in good fun. Well, there was an incident that happened throughout the day yesterday, Halloween, where our boss was knocking to get in the studio. Joe locked him out. Boss was not happy. We got called up to the conference room, yada, yada. Long story short, I read the email and Joe is suspended today. I think the phone line's blown up right now. I want to take this call. Hello?
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going?
All right.
So,
listen, I just think that I'm getting suspended. That's a little far-fetched because I grew up on Thriller. I remember being around the TV when that video was released, and I love Thriller. I told my wife that I could listen to it all day, and she was like, "You should have." I didn't listen to it yesterday, but my wife was like, "You should have listened to Joe this morning." I was like, "If I was there, I would listen to it all day long." I love Thriller.
Well, you missed it because we played it 18 times. So it kind of started as a joke, and then we had some fun, and we just kept playing it and playing it, like teasing another song and playing it. We thought it was hilarious. The boss was like, "All right, funny. Okay, get on with it." And we kind of did it. We stayed on it. And then I think what really set him off was that Joe locked him out of the studio when he wanted to get in, and then he got suspended for the day. So you don't think that's fair?
I don't think that's fair. I mean, it's just doing a joke. It's having fun. It's on Halloween. We're all having fun. And Joe's a guy that just loves to have fun.
Right.
Yeah, let him go. Let him have fun.
All right, well, he'll be back on Monday. Don't worry. We've had his back. But thank you so much. We love Thriller, too. And I want you to have an awesome weekend. Joe will be back Monday, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, so speaking of getting in trouble at work, we want to know, and maybe a big thing, maybe you got suspended, or maybe you got just written up a warning. What did you get in trouble for at your job, maybe present or in the past? 833-563-2539. Now, as I look at producer Porkchop, and then I look over to Liv, the web girl, I'm going to say I would think Liv has gotten in more trouble than producer Porkchop, but I could be wrong. Have you guys ever gotten in trouble?
Have you Porked up?
No, I mean, I'm kind of a weirdo where I like to follow the rules.
What
I don't...
he's trying to say is he is a butt kisser.
No.
he is a rule follower.
He is a brown
Have you
noser.
Ever jaywalked?
Yeah, I've jaywalked. But I mean, I just don't like getting in trouble. I don't know. It's weird. Like my friends, when we were all kids, like they did graffiti or something, like they took markers and wrote on like on a slide on a park, and they all got arrested, and I didn't because I was like, I'm gonna walk away.
Okay.
See, I'm not that scared of authority. I just never have been, really.
I'm not scared.
Okay.
But I'm not scared.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I just don't like getting in trouble.
Okay.
He doesn't like, he panics.
He panics, which is very different from being scared. Okay. So when I was in college, I had a job at our university's gym, and it was the hottest place to go. Like, it was a brand new, like, multi-million dollar gym, so a ton of people spent a lot of time there. They would work out, and it was just kind of a place to go to, like, hang out, kind of, too. And also, all of intramural sports were there. So if you were in a fraternity or sorority and you played an intramural, they were all played there. So I would be working and on the job, and there was one task every half an hour. Someone would have to go around with the clipboard and kind of count, like, how many people are in each area.
I love a clipboard because you just look so important.
Exactly. Right? So it looked like I was on the move, but also this was a great time for me to, like, be walking around and bump into, like, the hot, like, fraternity boy that I've been, like, eyeing, and then I could talk to them. So I would be like, oh, I want to do the count. I want to do the count. And they'd be like, all right, go for it. And I would literally sometimes spend, like, 45 minutes to an hour doing
like
the count.
A lap.
And it literally is a 15-minute job. So I used to get in trouble all of the time. And I literally would just go up to the third floor and watch full intramural games. Full intramural games
out.
While on the shift, while on the job. And so they would always yell at me for that. And, like, I've gotten threatened with my job a lot of times.
But you've never
job.
Lost it. Because
I didn't lose it, no.
You didn't I would say beg for forgiveness rather than ask permission. I'm kind of like the same way. All right, give us a call, 833-563-2539. We want to know what, big or small, just help Joe out because he is listening, that you got in trouble for at your job, and we want to see if you pulled through or not. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Friday. Good morning. Okay, so we were going on to explain all morning. Joe has been suspended for the day. Lots of drama with the Thriller incident that went down yesterday. Basically, in a nutshell, he locked our boss out of the studio. Not a good move. So we wanted to know, how did you get in trouble at your job, big or little? Let's go to Kara. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Did you get in trouble? On the job?
I did.
What happened?
On the job. So I cleaned houses up north in Indy, and I was in a house, a older woman's house, and I was kind of singing and humming to myself quietly, and she called and complained right after I left that I was singing.
Aww. No way!
Yes, ma'am.
Can we hear some of the singing?
Can we get a little something?
I wish, but, you know, it's my voice is a little hoarse in the morning, you know. Oh, I'll warm up.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Probably anything Lady Gaga or Adele.
Oh, come on.
Chops
just
will sing with
just
you.
Just a little bit.
Chops, start her off.
You got to justify yourself here, you know? You
say,
got in trouble.
Do hello from Adele. Go.
Hello.
Oh, scare her away. All right, let's hit up Lucas on line 3. Hey, Lucas.
Hello.
Hey, have you ever gotten in trouble at work?
It was actually at school. It was back in, like, 2007. I was in a study hall. I put sugar on a piece of paper and wrote, "This is anthrax. Enjoy," with three exclamation points. And this was back when there was, like, a big anthrax scare going on, you know?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And, later in the day, the FBI was there. There was a SWAT team there. I was like, oh, my God, what did I do?
So how much trouble did you get in?
Oh, I got expelled.
Oh. Now, looking back, do you regret doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get arrested?
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like it would be a bigger...
No.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
Wow, thank you for that. All right, let's go to Brent. Brent, how did you get in trouble?
My boss was having a meeting, I didn't know, with, like, some clients. I know he's having a meeting with the people at work, and I put a whoopee cushion in the seat. So when you sat on it, it sounded like you farted. And that got suspended for 2 days.
Really? So, harmless. People were just offended?
Yeah, I guess it offended him. I thought he was having a meeting with us, and instead he's having some meeting with his corporate or something.
Oh.
But, yeah, I put a whipper cushion in his seat, and I got suspended for 2 days.
That seems absolutely ridiculous. I think they were in the wrong. All right, Trent, line 1. Have you gotten in trouble at work before? Can you hear me? Hey, Trent.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so Joe is gone. He's been suspended for the day. Have you also gotten in trouble on the job?
Yes, I'm a commercial driver, and it was at the end of my 12 to 14 hour shift, and somebody cut me off in traffic. It was the last straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh man, the road rage.
I was going to get revenge on him. He cut me off in a construction zone. We're construction workers. I know what that's like. So I got up beside him. I completely pushed him off the side of the road. And it's not what I did, it's who I did it to. It was the Attorney General for the state of Indiana.
No!
So he called up my office, and for the next about 5 days, he made sure I got my fair share of getting in trouble and got suspended for 2 days.
Hey,
that's all you got?
That doesn't seem as bad. I mean, he could have died, but okay.
Dude.
Whoa, don't mess with you on the road. I thought I was bad.
I'm pretty bad on the road. If someone's, like, driving, like, if you're doing something dangerous, I get pretty upset.
But that is really funny that you say that, because you are a dangerous, dangerous driver.
Yeah,
you
every are. Time. Okay, that's why if someone's more dangerous than me, that's why I get so upset.
You are terrifying.
He drives,
to
like,
ride
the
with.
Deathmobile.
No.
Yes.
I'm a great driver.
Anytime we're driving for Dare Dice, whatever anyone's punishment
is, my gosh.
He's always the chauffeur, Porkchop is, and he almost kills us.
Because I'm the best driver.
He's panicky Pete behind the wheel. He's like, come on, guys, go, go, go. We can't even put on our seatbelts.
Get out of here.
All right, coming up, we're going to still do Dummy of the Day. This man was busted getting frisky with some leaves.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the Dummy. It's the Dummy of the Day. It's the Dummy. It's the Dummy of the Day. It's the Dummy of the Day.
Ah, yes, we all love dumb people doing dumb things. And it is time for the Dummy of the Day. And this one may take the cake. Okay, so families out to eat, nice restaurant in England recently. And right outside the window, out they see a man near the parking lot trying to flip pancakes with a pile of leaves. What? Well, I don't understand, like, dudes in particular. Like, what is happening?
That sounds painful.
Right? Like,
I don't, you know, what if, oh no, even worst case scenario, you know how kids love to play in a pile of leaves?
Yes.
What if there was a kid in there?
Well, not that, but like the crunchy sound, like leaves are, at this time of year, not that soft is what I'm thinking. They witnessed him pelvic thrusting into the leaves with his pants down around his ankles. Now, employees from a nearby hotel confronted him like, dude, stop being a perv. The guy pulled up his pants, ran away to hide in the bushes. Then began foreplay with them. No, I'm just kidding. And then he tried to hide. Police arrived. Turns out the guy, go figure, had been drinking, was high on something. He told the judge later he couldn't remember anything. He was super duper embarrassed. He got 8 weeks in jail, and he had to pay a small fine.
I mean, I go drinking sometimes, and I don't do anything crazy like that.
I think his punishment should be he has to, like, rake up leaves, like, everywhere.
No, I wouldn't.
It might turn him on too much.
Yeah, exactly. He shouldn't be around leaves anymore.
I know. Oh, yes.
You think he was on bath salts?
What color is your favorite? You like the crimson red?
Bath salts?
I don't like bath salts. No, I'm talking about leaves. Oh. The gold?
I was like, how do you know?
Okay, so you have a new hot man. Let's get personal for 1 second. If he was like, let's roll around in some leaves, it's been a fantasy of mine.
Porkchop would 1,000% do it. This guy could be like, let's light ourselves on fire and do it. And Porkchop would be like, I'm so in, babe. That's so romantic.
As long as it's in private and not out in public.
Now, you like to get romantic in public places where, or like, you know, in the forests, and you're very one with nature. Where's the craziest?
I might have done that once before, out in the middle of the forest, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe once again, I guarantee him and his boyfriend, while they're playing disc golf, they're like, oh, I lost a frisbee, and they go run into the woods.
We did suggest that once.
Busted. I don't know what to do. I'm actually proud of you. I think that's pretty cool. Do you guys sext a lot?
Yeah. No.
You come on. Do you?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like...
Because we're always together, so we don't have to.
That's very true. Okay. So we're going to talk about the new emojis you can use for sexting if you want to get a little frisky this weekend in under 10 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I am so proud of you. You've made it to Friday. Yes, we all have. The weekend is here. What's going on? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Question for you. Do you have a sweet
maybe a little secret emoji that you always send your honey, your sweetheart? We want to know. 833-563-2539. Because recently, just as of late, Instagram, Facebook, they're going to be flagging your account if you try to use kind of sexy sexual emojis like the eggplant, little peach, anything like that. And so we want to know, oh my gosh, when you're sexting, if you do sext somebody, what are the ones you typically use? So give us a call and let us know.
Well, I've got one. And the thing is, the emoji I use can be used as sexy, but I don't use it that way. And let me explain. So, you know how you could call your significant other sweetie pie, right?
Right.
So, cut off the sweetie, what's the word?
Pie.
Right. So, I just send, you know, like a pie, and it's like, you know,
that's
sweetie
cute.
Pie.
But is that his nickname?
I mean,
pie?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but sometimes, you know the movie American Pie?
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, so that could, be taken the wrong way.
What does he have for you, Sam? Or is it different?
No, I don't. A heart, maybe?
A heart. Aw, see, you guys are so cute. Well, this is really cool. Apple introducing almost 400 new emojis. It's ridiculous how exciting new emojis are for me. And the latest update to your iPhone. So some options, if you're like, oh, man, I use the peach all the time, you can use a Speedo, a person kneeling.
Man.
An oyster.
Oh,
that little finger pinching one that suggests teeny tiny. Coconut, a plate of falafel, a razor, and then goggles and a snorkel.
Okay, goggles and the snorkel are funny, but I'm confused about the razor.
Maybe that goes together with the goggles and the snorkel.
No, razor's like its own deal.
Yeah, like what is a razor? Like, why? Because shaving
my
significant
other's... Let's do some manscaping tonight, baby.
That is so unsexy.
I don't know, maybe.
Liv, what about you and Jewel Daddy? Do you guys, like, send cute little flirty texts anytime?
No. I mean, maybe when we first started dating, he would send me, like, cute flirty texts, but never, like, sex like that at all. But... So I never really had, like, certain emojis that we would send. I've never even really sexted, to be honest with you guys. Like, I've never really sexted or I've done that.
I think today should be the day. Or when you do your update, because you have the new iPhone.
Well, because I will have the new iPhone. Yes, I will have the new emoji. So maybe I need to implement it. But anytime, like, I even sent semi-sexy messages, like, in the past... We never really used emojis.
Right. Okay, which one of these to you guys was most appealing of the new ones? Is he like the Speedo, the oyster, the person kneeling, the pinchy fingers?
The person kneeling. Okay. Like 1,000%. This Speedo is not cute. I hate the Speedo. I would never use that for sexting. I'm not going to lie. If someone sent me the person kneeling... I would get so hot and bothered and flustered. Like, that is probably the sexiest emoji to ever land on an iPhone.
I love it. Give us a call. 833-563-2539. We want to know your go-to sexy emoji, and I dare you to send it this weekend. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. What's up? It's Friday, feeling good. The first day of November. Hopefully you survived last night, Halloween. I was out in the frigid cold taking my little one trick-or-treating. Hey, she scored major loot. She got a bunch of, like, king-size candy bars, so we're stocked. I was like, I gotta taste those. Make sure they're not poison.
If she doesn't want any, I'll take some.
I will bring some in for you guys, definitely. So a lot of people were like, hey, where is Joe? Joe's not here. It was pretty dramatic, wouldn't you guys say? Like, after the show, we're having a blast. We're just going rogue. We played Thriller like 16 to 18 times, and we thought it was all just fun and games. And then our boss was trying to get in the studio. He kept banging on the door. Joe thought it was funny. He locked our boss out, and that was a no-no. We get called up to the conference room. We all got tired. And don't think we didn't back up Joe, because we totally did. We had his back. We're like, hey, it was all good fun. But... we got received an email about insubordination, and Joe has been suspended just for today. Hopefully everything will be cool. He'll be back on Monday.
Suspended without pay.
Without pay. I know it's like hard because we're jealous he got to sleep in, but then it's always not a good thing to get suspended from work.
Oh, yeah, especially with Joe, the without pay part. That's probably the part that got him the worst.
Right. On the bright tip, though, his wife has been hiding all the Halloween candy, and he found the stash. So he's probably at home in his bed eating candy.
Probably just like depressed.
Exactly. So that is where Joe is. He'll be back on Monday. So we're holding it down. Kicking off the weekend with you.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. I'm all dressed up in my underwear.
Woo! Yes.
Hey, that makes four of us.
Sexy.
Oh, my God. I wish I was in the room with you.
Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We have a special friend on the phone. He's actually going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, if you listen to us, at Helium Comedy Club tonight and this weekend. Please welcome to the show, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget! Woo! Yes!
Guys, I love applause in the morning.
Isn't that how you always wake up, Bob?
I'll send pictures.
Yes! Please do.
So how's it going, man? What's going on with you, Bob?
It's good. I'm in a busy camper. I've been doing this show that airs tonight called Nashville Squares on CMT, a brand new show. And it premieres with two episodes at 8 o'clock tonight, and then it's going to be on for like 10 weeks.
I'm so pumped for this, Bob. Who are in some of the squares?
Oh, it's really funny. I mean, Tanya Tucker's in the middle a lot of times. She's amazing. She's a legend. And Marie Osmond, so it's not, you know. And then a lot of comedians I always love. Bill Engvall and Melissa Peterman and Fortune Feimster and Lonnie Love. But then, you know, it's got people that are big country stars like Dina Carter. And it's comedians. It's Ty, what's his name, our home repair guy that everybody's in love with.
Ty Burrell?
Is that his name?
Pennington with the spikes?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Did he have a megaphone, too? It's like, Bob, my answer is this!
Yeah, because engines are always running. And he's always cutting something with saws. He's a good guy. He's everybody. What's funny is half the people are able to drink and the other half don't because they probably went to rehab like smart people. But
just like this show. It's great.
It's like, it's Hollywood Squares with booze in Nashville. And there's no script, so I just screw around, which is really fun. And but stand-up is kind of that's the reason I'm in Indy. So tonight there's two shows at Helium, and tomorrow there's two shows at Helium. And first one's sold out tomorrow, but I don't do a lot of clubs. I've been on a theater tour, but I got to come up with a new hour for a new special, and the only way to do that is good clubs. And Helium's a wonderful club. I play the one in Portland a lot. So I'm excited. I'm bringing my buddy Mike Young, who's single. So just keep that in mind, everybody.
Mackenzie's single.
There you go. You're going to want to see him. He's the whole actor, Single Mike. So he used to write on Entourage. That's how I met him.
Bob, I actually saw you.
I'm looking him up right now.
Bob, I actually saw you at the Helium Comedy Club in Portland. I used to work there like 3-4 years ago. And I just
You're kidding me.
No, for instance, when we interviewed you last time, we were talking about how I have a problem where I chafe. And the suggestion...
Oh, I remember this.
You
remember
this?
Hold on, Bob. I don't remember this because Pork Chop's new to our show. He used to work on another show with actually Mackenzie. They both used to be in Portland.
Yeah, we came from the West Coast. We were out in Portland, Oregon together, and we went to Helium a lot.
So explain this Pork Chop for everybody.
Okay, so I've got this issue where I gain a lot of weight, lose a lot of weight, gain a lot of weight, lose a lot of weight, and I chafe a lot because my second job, I'm a server. And we asked Bob if he had any suggestions on how to stop the chafing. And he said, when I get out of the shower, I need to blow dry my male genitalia area. And Bob, life-changing, I haven't chafed in 3 years.
You changed this man's life, Bob.
Well, you know, a blow dryer is magic. And I like that you said my male genitalia, inferring that there's other ones available as well. So
just wanted to verify that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of a centipede. You might have many, many things going on down there, which is... I also say talcum powder is very good, although they're recalling that.
Yeah, you may not want to rub that on you. Hey, Bob, just wondering, hopefully you're doing okay, but did we see something where you had to evacuate your house because all the fires that are happening out in California? Are you okay?
I'm fine. All's good. I was very lucky, very, very lucky. There's some smoke damage and some ash, but people lost their homes, you know, like 11, 12 people, but I was spared. I haven't been back in the house, so I don't know if it smells like his nether regions, you know, blow dried, but it's scary as, you know, hell. You can't breathe the air, you know, and fires do, so And there goes my second home that I have in the middle of the Brazilian forest. I don't know why I bought home there.
You're going everywhere it's burning. Hey, if you had to, Bob, like, thank God I didn't, but, like, what's one thing you would grab from your place to take with you, if you could save it?
I did it. I grabbed my wife. That was the only
thing. Oh, that was so nice.
It was sweet. Well, she was yelling, passports, and she was right. And I got one can of asparagus because I can't live without it. So.
And I hear when you have some asparagus, then go pee, it actually is more flame retardant, so that's good.
Well, that was actually the truth. You could put a fire out with it. Mel Brooks, the great Mel Brooks,
yes.
Millennials have to Google, but he made, you know, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, he's a brilliant comedian. He said, as the 2013-year-old man, again, everybody has to Google what I'm saying now. He said, you know, I don't know what to do after I eat asparagus and I make number one. It's such a nutty flavor. And
that's
just
that's
very
exactly
odd
how
that
he talks
it a flavor.
Hey, are you? What's going on with Fuller House?
Fuller House, I have one more to do in a couple weeks. I do one gig next weekend, and then the week after is the last Fuller House that we'll shoot, which is emotional, you know.
Yeah.
The girls, ladies, women, Candace is 40. I can't believe it. They did a great job, and so the first nine will air at the end of the year, and the second nine will air the beginning of next year. Another show. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I love it because I grew up with Full House, and then my little girl, who's nine, is obsessed with Fuller House. So it's very cool you guys did that.
It's amazing. This is really strange. I did Access Hollywood yesterday, and a young girl came up to me, and she – oh, not yesterday, the day before. I can't remember. It was on yesterday. And this young girl came up, and she was, I don't know, must have been 9, 8. And she's crying and shaking because she's meeting me. And this isn't like, you know, it's not like I did anything wrong. You know, I'm a good person. So, you know, this isn't like sense memory of these terrible people we hear about. And this is all bad taste. Sorry. So she's so excited to meet me. And then she said, would you sign this? And I sign it. And I take a picture with her, and she goes, you're my favorite on Full and Fuller House. I watch every episode you've ever done, and I love your TikTok.
Yes!
And now, listeners, I want you to know that's not a metaphor for something. It's not a poop.
You got to be down with the TikTok
these
days. Yeah,
Pork Chop, when he got out of the shower, he blow-dried his TikToks.
Oh, no!
That's his Tic Tac. That's his Tic Tac.
More accurate, yeah.
Hey, I've already shared my nudes with the show, so they know I'm blessed, Bob.
Oh, that's
no.
Wonderful.
I would say Bob is accurate.
I'm glad my stuttering paid off. At least I had something at the end of that. but the girl was so sweet. And the Tic Tac, people don't know, it's an app. You got to go on there. It's just entertainment, unless you're looking at some stuff on there that's not.
Oh, yeah. No, my 9-year-old is on it 24/7.
TikTok is like the new Vine. It is like the social media app you have to be on.
I didn't like Vine. I don't like something that fast-paced and everybody's all acting all animated. I act in real life and do it for a living. So it's like, but TikTok is different because it's just playful. It's just you can, you're almost not doing karaoke. You know, it's like, it's the opposite of karaoke.
I love the TikTok. Everybody loves it. Hey, so one more time, where can we're going to see you at Helium. So tonight and tomorrow.
Exactly. And tonight's two shows. And I would recommend the late show on a Friday night. That's always a good one to make sure you get seats because it's probably going to sell out quick. And then also tomorrow night, of course, two shows. And Helium is located, I don't know, how far is it from downtown?
It's right downtown. I've been there twice already. It just opened a couple months ago, like over the spring.
Yeah, it's one of the nicest places I've been to for a comedy show. I love it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go there. I'm only doing that, and then next week I'm going to Phoenix, also the nicest club there, which is called Stand Up Live. But the other thing I got coming on, in the winter spring, ABC told me I could say, I said, when's the show going to air? The Videos After Dark, my adult version of a video show where I'm getting bleeped, and the kids are, I'm hosting, I did all the voices again, look out, you know, that crap, And my crotch, you know, things like that. And that thing airs in the winter, spring, they told me. And I said, what are you on, Game of Thrones?
Be more vague.
Exactly. But they're just finding a perfect spot because it's hard because it's a 9 or 10 o'clock show. It can't go on early because of the content. And
right.
So it's really an adult show. It's an adult, silly show. It's fifth adult, meaning 14 and up, you know.
All right. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Which is Porkchop's dating age, he prefers.
Hey.
So.
Oh, Porkchop, I'm proud of you. I really am. You've done well. I've helped you.
Yeah, you really affected his life.
Yeah, I'd like to bless you for Passover.
He's going to put you down as a reference
I don't have the cred to do it. But how's the weather? Do I need to, is it good?
It's been kind of
cold. I haven't looked out my window.
On Halloween, it was raining and
drizzling.
And like 40.
And
a little bit of snow.
And we had like snow flurries. Nothing stuck, but it was miserable.
So layer up, I would say.
All right. That's how I am right now. Yeah. Perfect. I'm wrapped like a biscuit.
Yeah, baby.
What do I feel like? We're going to be like, hey, Bob, cancel the show.
Butter your biscuit.
No. Go ahead and check out Bob Saget tonight and tomorrow at Helium Comedy Club.
The shows are 7:30 and 10 tonight and tomorrow night, but the 7:30 show for tomorrow night is already sold out, so hurry up and get your tickets.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for taking the time out to hop on the show. We look forward to seeing you at Helium.
You're the man.
We too. Can you guys come? I'll payola you guys right in. You remember, in old radio, they always used to give gifts, you know, like refrigerators and stuff. But I can get you a ticket. Can't get you a refrigerator.
No, I would love to go. My wife and I would love to go.
Yeah.
To go
too. All right, I'll have my guy call you. For him.
Perfect. You can't bring your 9-year-old. That's the only thing. I'm sorry.
It's a babysitter night. Babysitter night for sure.
And I'm not as dirty as I was. I hope I don't disappoint. I'm just trying to
be dirty.
Well, I'm trying to be poignant. I'm trying to be funny. I'm definitely funny because I'm confident about that. You know?
Yeah. Right. I can't wait.
I love the dirty Bob.
Okay, I'll be filthy.
Okay.
All right, Bob Saget, thank you so much for hopping on Joe McKenzie this morning.
Thank you. I'll miss you all day.
Love you. OMG, I wish you could smell deliciousness in the studio right now. Sunrise Donuts just delivered the most amazing donuts. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now 100.9. Chops, what are you picking out? Tell me what you're seeing there, what you're touching. I'm smelling it.
Sunrise Bakery, so good. I just picked some sort of glazed donuts with sprinkles on them, and they're like
they're Halloween.
Orange and yellow sprinkles. Yeah.
It was great. So we have Miss Barb out front who sits at the desk, and she was like, wait a second, she needed first dips. She picked out an apple fritter first, but what a nice surprise. It's been a wild Friday.
They always hook us up, and they literally brought so many donuts. They smell so good.
Dude, Joe is going to be so sad that today was the day he was suspended.
Honestly,
and we have all these donuts.
Him not getting Sunrise Bakery is more of a punishment than him just not having to be here.
Exactly. But do not worry. He'll be back on Monday, we think. We're like 99.9 for sure. Yes, he'll be back on Monday for sure. So what do you guys have planned this weekend? I'm so happy. This week has been like a marathon. I just can't wait to sleep.
Tonight, am actually going with Pork Chop to go see Bob Saget at the Helium Comedy Club. And both of our boyfriends are going to be there, so I'm super excited about that. And then tomorrow, I have a Halloween party.
Ooh.
And me and my boyfriend will be dressing up as a like couple's costume. I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to tell you guys what I'm going to be. I might have already said it on air this week, but I'm not going to say. So you guys have to see on social media.
Let me go back to the comedy club. Because Joe was supposed to go with us tonight.
I know.
Ooh. So because he's suspended, does that mean it's like a radio station event? Does he get to go?
I think it's free time. I think he can totally. I think. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not like for work. It's for leisure.
And on Sunday, he is coming to watch me perform. I'm finally performing this ballroom dance routine that I've been practicing since, I want to say, February. And so he's going to see me perform on Sunday.
Oh, that'll be so cool. Okay, what are you doing, Chops?
Like Liv mentioned, me and the boyfriend and her boyfriend and Joe and Lindsay were going to the Helium Comedy Club.
Pretty much everyone but me, and that's only because I have Lulu this weekend, so
are you,
I'm going to spend quality time.
You might go.
I might go tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, so we're going to see Bob Saget there, and then Saturday night, it's my friend's, my friend's birthday is Wednesday, but we're going to party Saturday night, and that's going to be fun, and I don't think I'm, and I work Saturday night, too, at the steakhouse.
So are you not dressing up at all?
No.
Lame. I know, I feel lame too. I used to dress up all the time. Bob Saget, that's going to be a great show. I really enjoy talking to him. This weekend, I'm just going to chill with Lou. I can't wait to just relax and have fun. And then I'm bringing her along with my mom, Kiki, out at Macy's Castleton 1 to 3 for Macy's Makeover. So we are going to get our glam on. We'll be there. We have a bunch of lucky winners. So that's going to be so much fun. And Lulu loves makeup. It's going to be awesome.
Are all these donuts for me since Liv is gluten-free?
Well, yeah, so I can't have any of these, but I think you should probably share with Mackenzie. If you guys want to share with anyone else in the building, that's totally up to you.
Everyone Mackenzie? Will love us. Yeah, I'll just eat the tops off. That's all what right. I like to do. All right, well, you guys, thanks for hanging with us. Have an amazing weekend. Let's say it all together.
Bye.